and you are listening to the Texas Standard. Life on Earth, we are told, requires certain elements. Of course, we humans need oxygen. Other necessary elements include what? Carbon and hydrogen. But as we increasingly explore other parts of our universe, researchers are trying to determine whether the signs of life we look for here on our planet might be different elsewhere. Answering that question is something a couple of University of Texas at Austin scientists have been tasked with, alongside researchers around the world. This is a team that includes molecular biosciences professor Andrew Ellington of UT Austin. Professor Ellington, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure to be here.
You've been working on this question, this issue, for some time, no?
That's right. In different ways, I've always been interested in the origin of life and how to characterize life both here and on other planets.
You know, you could pull back and sort of ask that metaphysical question, what is life? But in a sense, it sounds like that's what you're asking is a slightly different question, no?
That's right. But that was a great lead-in because the philosophical question of what is life has been asked ever since the days of the Greek philosophers. And honestly, there's never been a satisfactory answer. And so at some level, we're avoiding that question. We're going around it by saying if we could develop methods that can distinguish living from non-living systems in terms of their signatures, we never have to answer the question of what is life as long as we can describe it.
Yeah, that's all we need to know. We need to be able to say this, whatever this is life.
Is a living system and the other thing is less so. And so what we're doing on this project, we've developed a couple of really interesting methods. Professor Anselin and I, along with a truly brilliant scientist at the University of Glasgow, Lee Cronin, to look at both the chemical structures of a variety of materials and their patterns in terms of their DNA sequences. Now, obviously, only living systems have DNA sequences, mm-hmm. but we've come up with a method whereby we can essentially convert the surfaces of non-living materials into DNA sequences. And therefore, via these two methods, we create a huge amount of information. For example, there's a rock, and here is the rock's chemical structure and its nominal DNA fingerprint, and here is something that is a piece of wood, which obviously used to be living. And so those will have different signatures, and as we collect more and more information on living or once-living materials versus non-living materials, we can begin to categorize those signatures. And what's really interesting is when we come across something that maybe looks like it could have been living, like, say, naugahyde, right? Naugahyde is a synthetic material. It's mm-hmm. not really, was never really living.
It's convincing to me for many years.
Exactly, right? Yeah. So what we're hoping to do in the long term is be able to have our large database of living and non-living signatures and then to query it with things like naugahyde or with materials from another planet. What makes this so interesting is because of the huge advances in machine learning that have occurred recently, we can actually use an unbiased observer, not us who have very much biases as to what we think is living or non-living, uh-huh. but a computer and an algorithm to say, here's your database of non-living, here's your database of living, here are the signatures the computer derives, and now when you feed the computer a new material, it will use the patterns and signatures that it's come up with. And so we're excited because as time has gone on, as machines have gotten so much better at doing pattern matching and classification, as recently revealed by, you know, the extraordinary performance of the AlphaZero computer in chess. Mm-hmm. We think that this can be applied in a variety of venues, including looking at living signatures.
I have to say that what fascinates me is something that you just touched on a moment ago, where you talk about the biases that we all bring to this initially. This project, NASA's project, is something known as the Laboratory for Agnostic Biosignatures. That's what you're really referring to here. You're trying to filter out that bias.
That's correct. And so again, we don't mean any particular religious meaning there. It's more just that if you have a preconception of whatever sort, mm-hmm. it's going to cause you to filter information in a particular way.
But why DNA, for example? We're talking about DNA.
Right.
What if life were something more similar to a radio wave, for example?
Absolutely. And so just as it's your vocal cords that produce a radio wave, right, or produce a sound that goes over the radio. Mm-hmm. That's a conversion, a transformation. We're not using DNA as the signature in and of itself, not our DNA, but we can transform a surface into a DNA pattern. So it's like the DNA is the radio wave, mm-hmm. in essence, that's carrying the information. But because radio waves are ubiquitous and can carry so much information, they're incredibly valuable. Similarly, DNA, just as a material to carry huge amounts of information, is very valuable when characterizing materials. And so that's what we're doing. Not so much saying, you know, we're going to look at your DNA or a dog's DNA or a microbe's DNA, but do this transformation transformation into DNA space, where we can then, again, in an unbiased way, look at living and non-living materials.
This is really interesting. We should point out, you mentioned Professor Anselin. That's Eric Anselin, who is a professor of chemistry.
That's correct.
At the University of Texas at Austin. And along with Andrew Ellington, with whom we've been speaking, molecular biosciences professor at UT Austin, the two are part of a team at institutions around the world looking to answer questions about recognizing life beyond our own atmosphere out there somewhere, we hope. Dr. Ellington, thanks again for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.